Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Cloudy skies expected today with a chance of thunderstorms. Highs level off around 71. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Thunderstorms likely tonight, lows around 51. Overcast skies. Thunderstorms likely tomorrow, highs around 67. Cloudy. Chance of rain showers Friday. Thunderstorms likely on Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 46.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Watch out for those $100 bills. They may be fake. Roxanne Stewart has more.
Riley and Geary County law enforcement is warning communities to be on the lookout for counterfeit $100 bills. In a post on its Facebook page, Riley County PD reported they and the Junction City Police have received calls about funny money. The bills are of an older design that doesn't have the current security features on them, and some have even fooled the pen tester a lot of businesses use. Residents are advised to check any cash received, especially hundreds. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Amazon is building a delivery location in southwest Kansas. The new hub in Garden City will be staffed by a smaller team of part-time employees who work a flexible schedule. The goal is to speed up delivery times with the new center. An opening date for the new Amazon facility has not been announced. Well, a Wichita man will run the London Marathon this Sunday. 800,000 people applied. Only 17,000 runners were selected. Wichita's Tyler York made the list. This is Kansas Information Network News.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
Heather and I had an argument just like any other couple. I was lost. I had snapped. I had a gun and I was going to take my own life. Heather helped me realize that there was still a life to live for the better of myself, my family. My weapon is now safely put away.
A moment of crisis can happen to anyone. Store your guns, locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Steel deals are happening now. From instant savings on select tools to free battery offers on some of our most popular battery tool sets, you can enjoy great deals and do it all with Steel. Shop online or in-store at your local Steel dealer. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. A new course focusing on work zone safety has been launched for Kansas drivers. Kansas Work Zone Safe is a free online driving course aimed at teaching teens and other new drivers how to safely navigate through work zones. And the course will include information on safe behaviors, laws, and situations drivers may encounter in work zones. Current data from the Kansas Department of Transportation shows that 1,705 work zone crashes occurred in Kansas in 2024. Which is an average of 4.6 per day, and those crashes resulted in 508 injuries and 8 fatalities. With an estimated 2,500 miles of construction let by the Kansas Department of Transportation in the last several years and taking place this year, many highway workers will be relying on drivers to slow down and pay attention so everyone can make it home safely. Drivers can access the course at workzonesafe.com by clicking the link for the Kansas course. Students who complete the course will be eligible for a scholarship to be awarded at a later date, and details about the scholarship incentive will be provided as they become available. Haley Dottery, the Kansas Department of Transportation State Highway Safety Engineer, said behind every flag, cone, and flashing light are highway workers and first responders who have families that want them to come home every night. So this course is designed to raise awareness in new drivers about safe driving practices in work zones, which should make the work zone safer for all. The new platform begins this week during National Work Zone Awareness Week, a campaign focused on increasing work zone safety. The Kansas Work Zone Safe course is supported by the Kansas Department of Transportation, the Kansas Contractors Association, and other transportation organizations across the state. And for more information, you can visit workzonesafe.com. On Tuesday, Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt announced that new legislation establishing a system for the instant verification of auto insurance has been signed into law. SB 42 contains provisions that gives the Kansas Department of Insurance the authority to establish an insurance verification system that can be utilized by the Kansas Department of Revenue, law enforcement, the court system, and county treasurers, all who are required to verify insurance. The new law creates the framework that allows the Kansas Department of Insurance to issue a bid for contract with a vendor to create and implement the verification system. The new system will be entirely funded by the Kansas Department of Insurance and is required to be in place by July 1, 2026. The Insurance Information Institute estimates that approximately 8% of the vehicles registered in Kansas are uninsured. During calendar year 2021 and 2022, insurance companies writing auto insurance in Kansas paid $51.9 million in claims involving uninsured motorists, and these claims are directly related to prospective premium rates. Schmidt said if you have ever been in an accident with an uninsured motorist, you know your policy takes the hit and your rates go up. And she thinks that's wrong, so that's why she proposed this legislation to give the state better tools to stop uninsured motorists. Fort Hays State University is hosting the 66th Annual Western Kansas Technology Education Fair at Gross Memorial Coliseum on Friday, May 2nd. This exciting event showcases the talents and innovation of junior high and high school students from across Kansas enrolled in technology education programs, where students will present projects ranging from handcrafted furniture and metalworks to CAD drawings and advanced drafting. The doors will open to the public at 8 a.m., and the projects will be available for viewing until 3:30 p.m., and the admission is free. Every project is carefully judged and awarded a ribbon or medal, and throughout the day, students will also compete in live contests, including communication, a quiz bowl-style technology challenge, and problem-solving events. The fair will conclude with an award ceremony at approximately 3:30 p.m. Kim Stewart, the Department of Applied Technology Chair, said this is a fantastic opportunity to welcome students and teachers from across the region to Fort Hays State University and to highlight the creativity and skills showcased in their projects. The fair is entirely coordinated and ran by students from Fort Hays State University's Technology and Engineering Education Collegiate Association and the Fort Hays State University Student Chapter Associated General Contractors, giving attendees a unique look at leadership in action. For more news and information about Fort Hays State University, you can visit fhsu.edu. In Nebraska news, the National Transportation Safety Board provided an update on the deadly plane crash near Fremont. The National Transportation Safety Board said preliminary information indicates the Cessna 180 aircraft struck a power line before crashing into the Platte River on Friday at around 8:15 p.m. Emergency crews staged at Luther Hormel Memorial Park next to the river, and just after midnight, the bodies of three people were pulled from the river. The Dodge County Sheriff's Office identified the victims as 43-year-old Daniel Williams of Mound Ridge, Kansas, along with 50-year-old Jeff Bittinger and 48-year-old Randy Amreen, both of Fremont. The National Transportation Safety Board stated that more information will be released in the preliminary report, which is expected to be published within 30 days. The Nebraska legislature gave first-round approval on Tuesday to a bill dealing with gender in sports and schools. Lawmakers voted 33-16 to advance Legislative Bill 89, which is called the Stand With Women Act, and it defines male and females as someone who naturally has, had, will have, or would have a reproductive system that produces sperm or eggs, respectively. The bill requires schools to limit participation on sports teams based on those categories, so those defined as male could not play in a female team and vice versa, and schools, including colleges and universities, would be required to make the same distinction when it comes to bathrooms and locker rooms. The bill must pass two more rounds of debate before it goes to the governor's desk. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on Wednesday, April 16th, They include that the Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Mayor Jerry Jones presiding, and the council members present were Dale Jacobson, Gerald Jones, Andrew Black, Jim Miller, and Jason Jones, along with others to present business or observe. A motion was made by Dale Jacobson and seconded by Jim Miller to approve the April 2nd, 2025 City Council meeting minutes, and the motion carried. And there were 9 building and demolition permits presented for approval. Jeff Urban was present regarding the grandstand revitalization project. He said approximately $8,500 has been raised in donations, and someone is also working on a grant for the project. Small trees and trash have been cleared out, and the prison crew will be starting on the lower grandstands April 17th. Jeff is also asking the city to purchase an additional 250 boards for the project. David Davis of Boxler Insurance was present to deliver the 2024 dividend check in the amount of $16,872.39, payable from EMC Insurance Company for the city share from the KMU Safety Group program. Previous dividend payments were for April 1st to March 31st. However, that's changed to January 1st to December 31st, and therefore, this is just a partial year payment. Don Rivera with the Western Kansas Child Advocacy Center reported on the services they provided in 2024. In Norton, within the last 12 months, they provided 12 forensic interviews. They provided advocacy 41 times for 12 children and families for support and referrals, provided trauma-focused therapy to one child for 2 sessions, and a total of 48 services to 25 children. A motion was then made by Andrew Black and seconded by Gerald Jones to approve a donation of $4,000 to the Western Kansas Child Advocacy Center. The vote was taken and the motion carried 5-0. Drew Kaysen from the Chamber of Commerce was present to request several things from the city for events this summer, and Dale Jacobson stated that the Parks Committee will discuss all of the requests. She also said that the Chamber would like to offer to the city a seat on the Chamber Board, and it could be a council member or a representative of the city. She also reported that Station 15 is hosting a ribbon cutting at 5:30 p.m. on May 8th, since the mannequins have been updated. The last item Drew reported on is that she will be stepping down as the Chamber Director to take a teaching position at the high school. It will be effective in August or when they find a replacement for her position, and Jerry Jones complimented her on the job she has done in her short time. Jason Jones spoke about the council room camera, saying the council will begin using the camera when James Maru returns and it can be set up. And Max Lowery was present to pin his grandson, Mitch Lowery, as chief of police. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dale Jacobson to recess the council meeting and go into a Norton Land Bank meeting. The vote was taken and the motion carried. The Norton Land Bank meeting began at 6:08 p.m., and City Attorney Abigail Horn read a letter that was received from Art Shelton with concerns regarding the sale of the property at 406 South 2nd and 410 South 2nd. At 6:15 p.m., a motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dale Jacobson to adjourn the Norton Land Bank meeting, stating that the city will wait for the buyer to decide if he wants to proceed. The vote was taken and the motion carried 6-0. The council then resumed in regular session at 6:15 p.m. A gathering for Robert Bob E. Lee, Jr., 93 of Norton, will be held at Tammy's home from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. tomorrow, Thursday, April 24th. Memorial services will be held at 1 p.m. on Friday, April 25th at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, and a reception will follow the service at Tammy's home. Memorial contributions may be made to the Robert E. Lee Jr. Memorial Fund and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having Western Bean Bake, Cheese Stick, Corn, Pears, Cornbread, and Milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be pulled pork sandwich or chicken bacon ranch, baked beans, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be corn dog, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQ&K weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there is a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 3 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 71 and a northeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming southeast in the afternoon. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely, mainly before 4 a.m. Then showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 4 a.m. Should be partly cloudy tonight during the early evening, then becoming cloudy with a low around 51 and an east wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour with the chance of precipitation of 70%. On Thursday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm with a high near 67 and a chance of precipitation of 80%. And on Thursday night, showers will be likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 1 a.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms between 1 a.m. and 4 a.m., and then a chance of showers after 4 a.m. It should be mostly cloudy Thursday night with a low around 42, and the chance of precipitation is 60%. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Friday, there's a 30% chance of showers before 1 p.m., otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 59. On Saturday, showers are likely, and it should be mostly cloudy with a high near 65. On Sunday, there's a chance of showers with thunderstorms possible after 1 p.m. It should be partly sunny with a high near 80 and breezy. On Monday, a 20% chance of showers, sunny with a high near 81. And on Tuesday, a 20% chance of showers, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 71. Currently, with fair skies, it is 50 degrees. The humidity is 82%. The wind speed is north at 10 miles per hour. Your barometric pressure is 29.97. The dew point is 45 degrees, and the current wind chill is 46 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:20. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Kansas baseball graduate outfielder Jackson Haugie was named Big 12 Newcomer of the Week. The conference often announced on Monday. The honor from the Big 12 is the second of the season for Haugie. He received the Big 12 Player of the Week back on March 17th. He slashed .467, .526, 1,000, 7-for-15 with two doubles, two home runs, nine RBIs, six runs scored, three walks, and a 1.526 OPS in four games last week. Haugie crushed a go-ahead three-run homer in the seventh inning on Friday night against K-State. He also extended his on-base streak to 27 games. For the third time this season, he homered in back-to-back games. In addition to his Friday night homer, he hit a long ball on Tuesday against Wichita State. In all four games, he drove in at least one run. In three of the four games, he scored a run or drew a walk. He leads the Big 12 with 17 homers, tied for third nationally, 60 RBIs, tied for second nationally, and total bases with 117. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupont.
Wheat growers of Kansas, it's time to push performance with Westbred Wheat. With regionally proven varieties like WB4699 with Fusarium head blight tolerance and WB4792 with Wheat Streak Mosaic virus tolerance, trust Westbred Wheat to help you get the most out of every acre. Now's the time. Boldly grow. Seize the season with Westbred Wheat. Performance may vary. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisernhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.